This is Musings with Eric Vello. Somewhere during the last week of November, I happened to see a poster on the internet announcing the Electronic Music Festival in a Belgian town called Heusden, which isn't far from my hometown. From all the names of the performers listed on the poster, one immediately caught my eye: Eric Vello, Norwegian composer, guitarist, and synthesizer master. A man whose work I've known and admired for many years. I grasped the opportunity to drop Eric a line and see if he was able to make some time in his busy schedule for an interview with me. And indeed he was. So we met up at the Holiday Inn in Hasselt the day after the concert. Here's the interview. Eric Vello, thank you so much for accepting my invitation for this interview. Very much appreciated. You've traveled all the way from Norway to Belgium to perform at the Belgian Electronic Music Festival. That happened yesterday. So tell us about your concert. As someone who spends most of his time creating music in the studio, how does it feel to perform your music live on stage?
It's quite different, you know, from sitting in the studio. I like it very much to connect with the audience, you know.
Yes.
I use a lot of time preparing for shows like this. And for this show, I made almost everything new. It's almost, all the music is new, actually. My music will be more guitar oriented when I play live.
Mm-hmm.
It's more directly.
Yes, because you are a guitarist by training.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes.
So, and maybe it will sound a little bit more rough, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday I had a lot of very rhythmic tracks.
Okay.
Playing loud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did they like it?
Yeah.
But it was a very different Eric Vello.
No, I have many sides.
Yes, so true, yes.
I guess it's still, it was still me.
It was still you.
Yesterday, yes.
Yes. Well, you regularly take your concerts to the United States. Are there differences between the American and the European public? If so, can you pinpoint these differences?
Not much difference. Maybe the Americans, they're more, they show their feelings more than we Europeans do. Every country is different, I guess.
Which country do you like to perform the most?
I've done a lot of concerts in US, so
yes,
I like that a lot.
Okay, yeah. So are you returning any time soon?
Probably next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've released over 40 albums, three of which only this year, and these albums were Threshold Point, then Wind Journey, which you remastered, and Meridian, which was done in collaboration with Ian Boddy. Now, you collaborated with a lot of notable musicians before. How does such a teamwork come about? How do you handle the practical aspects of creating music when you do not work alone?
Most of the musicians I worked with, I met in person, and we get connected, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like yesterday, I met a lot of musicians.
Yes.
So, and then maybe we visit each other's studio and start, and then maybe we continue via email.
Yes.
And sending files. So
I see.
But it's always best to at least start a project together in the studio.
Uh-huh, yeah. So it becomes a mutual creation.
Yeah.
Now, as for this creation, who lays the basis? Are you the melodic person in the whole, or are you soundscape person in the whole story?
I do a lot of melodies,
yes.
Stuff.
Okay.
But when I look back on those albums, I can't really tell. And that's a good sign, I think, you know, because it's so melted together, mm-hmm. the two personalities.
Yes, that's true.
Or sometimes we ask each other, did you make that? No, I'm not sure.
Oh, okay, it's very thin line.
Yes,
I see. Tell us about your new album, Threshold Point. To me, the album feels like crossing something. Is it crossing a bridge to another dimension or another place somewhere?
When you listen to a track of music and you listen closely,
mm-hmm.
when you follow the time,
yes.
as time goes by and you listen, and mm-hmm. things start to happen in your body.
Yes.
And after a certain time, you kind of get lost, you know, and you become, if you listen
intensely,
you might feel very connected to the music, and you're transformed.
That's true. I've listened to the album. My personal favorite was Arches.
Mm.
That is so beautiful. That really takes me up high.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think you succeeded in creating that feeling. Mm. Now,
thank you.
Is Erik Vallo, just like his music, does your music reflect you? Are you a calm person? Are you spiritual?
I don't know. I'm calm, I guess.
Yes.
Very grounded, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I make a lot of space music, because I'm very grounded.
Yes.
Opposite, I don't know.
Do you think there is something out there?
Well,
because if you make music like you do, it has so much vision. It gives you that feeling of eternity. So you must hold something in your heart to be able to create something like that.
It's a tough question. I'm open. That's
yes.
what I can say.
Okay.
But I'm not static. I'm not into any religion or
that.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I have chosen to be open.
Okay. Yeah. That's beautiful. What sparks your imagination?
Well, that can be a sound.
Yes.
Or a picture,
mm-hmm.
A painting, or a film.
When
I create music, it's hard to say, but it can be just a sound, and interesting sound. Let's see what I can do with it, and
mm-hmm.
then you're in the process, and
yes.
and then after a while, the music kind of leads you instead of you leading music. Starting to have in its own life, and then you have just to follow.
Yes.
But to be able to be in that state of mind, you need some experience, and you have to kind of rehearse on that also.
Yes, of course.
You know, in my early days, when I was, 18, 19, I really had to struggle, you know, to compose. You know,
Why was that?
Because you know, you were not experienced, you know, you were not so good to be in the flow, kind of.
Yes.
But that's growing mm-hmm. by the years when you get older and older. And
yeah.
To me, it's not that much difference to take a walk or do riding bicycle or do anything else than mm-hmm. to be in the studio. It's same thing.
I see. Okay.
It's not just part of my life, and
yes.
it's not that I go into the studio and know, now I'm gonna create something really good or genius or something. It's just—it's
really a part of you.
Yeah,
it's who you are.
Yeah, so
yeah.
That's taken me some years, you know.
Yes,
so
of course.
After a while, you are in the flow mm-hmm. all the time.
Yes. The American reviewer Bill Binkelman said the following about your music. I read this on your website, by the way. One of the things I like most about Eric Vallot's works is how he has a trademark sound which is recognizable, but yet he never overtly repeats himself. What do you think defines your sound? What makes Eric Vallot Eric Vallot?
Could be the way I compose, you know, building up a composition, the sounds I use, the mood. To me, I create the same piece all over every time. Kind of, it's just different arrangements.
Okay.
I'm writing on the same tune. I think all my music has the same
structure.
Personality.
Oh, I see. Okay.
How I choose it can be very rhythmic or very ambient, but still the same content.
Okay, I see. So,
but I don't think that much about this because I just work. You know.
Yes.
Can't start to think too much about these things.
No, because that's true. If you start thinking about it, maybe this flow stops.
Yes. So.
To what extent did the Berlin School influence your musical brain?
It's just one of those influences. I have many.
Can you name them?
Can be Pink Floyd, it can be Weather Report, it can be ethnic music, African. I saw Klaus Schulze in 1984 live in Oslo,
and
that was kind of remarkable, you know. So made me think kind of different, because at that time I was very much into fusion, jazz rock,
heavy
stuff, and it's just part of the whole picture,
yes.
The Berlin School, yeah.
Yeah. For the techies out there, I would like you to explain how you use your studio gear. So you have, I presume you combine digital with analog.
I have a lot of equipment, you know, a lot of synths and a lot of guitars too, of course. I like to have a mixture of analog and digital synths, and also I want to have some organic acoustic elements.
Well, you also make your own sounds, your own VSTs, I believe.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. For PC. That's 10 years ago. And it's been a huge success because people really use those plugins.
A lot of people use
them? Yeah. I think it's about 500,000 downloads.
My goodness.
The latest 10 years.
Yes.
I tried to summer.
Yes. Oh, well, that's success.
It's crazy. Because some of them are free.
Yes.
So, and I sometimes get emails from the users and listen to this, what I did with your
plugin. Okay, so people give you feedback. Mm. They send you their music with, hey, Eric, this is what I made with your sounds.
Yeah, yeah.
Fascinating. Yeah, that must give you a special feeling.
Yeah. It's very time consuming, so I haven't had time to develop this any further.
Yes. As for the genres of music which you create, Eric, we all understand the terms space and drone and electronic music, but how do you fit in New Age? Is it perhaps because of the emotional and soothing, and I find sometimes even hypnotic aspect of your composition? What does the term New Age mean to you?
In 1985, I made an album called Traces, and suddenly people started to call me a New Age artist, and I didn't know what that was. You know, what is that? New Age. I like people to listen to my music just for the music, not all the ideas behind or any religion or anything that.
I see. Okay.
So I am.
You want people to listen to your music.
Yeah. Of course, you can use it for relax, anything. But I'm a very grounded person.
Down to earth.
Down to, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not so much interested in anything connected with the New Age.
Okay.
I'm born on a farm. I'm Norwegian. We see things very directly, I think. Mm-hmm.
You've been active in the music industry for more than three decades. How have things changed for you since the beginning of your career?
A lot of changes, of course. The first years in my career, it was very much, the market was very much Norway, you know, mm-hmm. and very limited kind of market. But then the internet came, mm-hmm. and that was a revolution. And so that's, I think it's fantastic to be a composer these days, mm-hmm. because of the internet.
Yes, and, mm-hmm. you get more exposure.
Oh, yeah. So that's one thing. And then you have all the equipment and
of course
the way to compose.
So it's many possibilities.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So sure. My first recordings, you know, I had to hire an expensive studio, mm-hmm. and then we worked for some weeks and there were actually no way back. It was very limited editing possibilities.
Exactly. And you have so much more freedom now.
Mm, yeah. Freedom is a yeah. word.
Yeah. And then the fans who have been following you during all these years are obviously still with you. Once you're a fan, right? But there's a whole new generation of potential listeners out there. What do you do to attract the younger generation, the younger public to your music?
Yeah, that's the question. The younger generation tend to be more not so interested in albums, you know, and more like just listen to one track streaming, mm-hmm. just, and then they just skip, go to next artist, and so that's very different from when I started to listen to music,
yes.
you know, with the mm-hmm. vinyl and mm-hmm. everything.
Does that hurt you as an artist in any way?
It's kind of sad because the album is not so important for the young generation, and there's nothing you can do about
no.
it. But there's a new label in Norway who's going to release some of my older stuff okay. on vinyl, and that label is very towards the DJ market, very young listeners.
Interesting.
So that's interesting, uh-huh. Because then I'm going to reach a lot of young listeners.
True. And how about, have you been thinking about releasing singles? Would that maybe be a solution?
With, you mean just one track? Or
Just one track, or maybe two tracks.
Mm. I have released small format albums, like 20 minutes and some, but I don't think that will do any
difference.
That would
be a possibility for you.
No, it's not. No. It wouldn't make any difference.
No. So, Eric, where do you see yourself in 5 years from now?
I will just continue.
And making, see what happens?
Yeah. So, I still have many ideas, which I haven't done yet, you know. So,
okay.
I have a big bank of ideas. I will continue to
do
develop.
Do you have anything in the pipeline at this moment?
There will be released a new album in January.
So soon?
It's finished.
It's finished.
But that's very different from everything I've done. It's very ambient. It's no rhythm. It's just guitar with Ebo.
Mm-hmm.
So it's made up of loops of various length that are playing together.
Yes.
Long pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very ambient. My wife calls it sleeping music.
Sleeping music, so there we are. All right.
So,
well, this almost concludes this interview. Is there something you would like to share with our global audience?
Well, if you listen to my music, I hope you will enjoy it, and hopefully it will make your day better. It's that you can grow on it, positive experiences.
Yes, beautiful. Thank you so much, Eric Wolle.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Thank you. Eric Fellow's new album, Infinite Moments, has been released on January 4th. He calls it an inward meditative journey for stillness and reflection, just like a satellite floating weightlessly in space.